cradio.org.au. Hi, I'm Sarah, and you're listening to Cradio. Today in the studio, I have two visitors, Julian and Natalie, who recently moved to Sydney from Perth. They're over here with Impact Ministries and The Catholic Guy. Some people might know the name from various places, the Christian Channel. They've been doing a lot of work with parish missions all over Australia and various other things. So they're just in the studio to share a bit about their own stories, the work they're doing, and what Impact Ministries are up to over here in Sydney. Thank you so much for coming in today, guys.
Thanks, Sarah. It's great to be here.
Yeah, no worries.
First of all, I wonder if each of you might share a little bit about your own faith journey. So did you want to start, Julian?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so I was baptized in the Catholic Church. I've always been part of the same parish. Before I moved over here about 9 months ago, I was part of the same parish in Perth for 23 years and always involved. It was in year 11 that I went to a youth camp put on by Bruce Downs, put on by the Catholic Guy team. And it was at that point that I had that pivotal moment where I realized that I couldn't just have my faith that was my parents' faith and was the faith of my school and the faith told to me that I had to take ownership of it. And it was that point where I had an awesome experience at that camp with hundreds of other young people taking the same kind of decision. And from that point on, I got involved with the Catholic Guy and leading as a youth leader and being involved in that kind of way, but was always at the same time involved in the parish. So that's been my faith journey. It's been in Catholic parish, doing a lot of youth stuff outside of that. I think it really is the best of both worlds. It's the best of being in the Catholic Church and being with my family and that tradition, and also trying to reach those who don't understand it as much and trying to be in between both of those two worlds. That's kind of my story.
And I know that you have a background in media comms and you're now working as Bruce's TV producer.
Yes.
You've done a few different things along the way. I mean, what's that journey been like? Did you, when you, for example, started your degree, did you imagine that you would be using it for this mission, for the service of the church?
Or? I don't think I did. No, I didn't. I was all throughout high school, and when I was doing youth stuff with Youth Impact in Perth and with the Catholic Guy, I was planning to do music. That was all I was going to do from year 8 to year 12. I specialized in music for all of high school. That's what I was dead set on doing. And then for some reason at the last minute after I finished my exams, I decided, hey, I don't think I want to do music. I want to do film instead. And I don't know why I decided to do that, but I did. And so I kind of just stumbled through doing film and television. I really enjoyed it. And then I slowly used my skills that I had and my experience to help out and volunteer with the Catholic Guy and help out at missions and do whatever I could. But I don't think I ever really envisioned that I would do that, do what I'm doing now. I went to Ignite conference last year, and at that conference in 2013, I got a really big sense of, I'm actually good at this media stuff. Why wouldn't I be called to this? And why wouldn't I do this as my calling, as my career, as my vocation? And so now I really do feel like that setting up and that kind of uni degree that I did in communications and media, that was all for this kind of position, but I didn't for a minute think that it was going to turn out just like this. It kind of just all fell together.
Yeah. It's amazing how he leads us.
Mm.
Now, Natalie, a bit about your own story.
Yeah. I actually went to the same youth camp that Jules did. That was my first youth camp that I went to, run by Youth Impact as well. But my story about how I got there was a little bit different. My sister had a school retreat run by Youth Impact when she was in year 12, and she just loved it. She had a great day, loved all the people there. They had a youth camp coming up, which she went to, and she just wanted to get really involved. Before that, growing up, when we were children, we went to Mass every week. My parents were really involved. But as we started getting older, we started going less and less, and it became more of a Easter, Christmas attending Mass and less of a regular Mass attendance. So for us, it was our point where we got back into the church and started actually loving it. So my sister brought my whole family along. We all started attending like a Sunday service where there was both Mass and like a teaching and worship service. And then we all me and my siblings got involved in the youth ministry, in the kids ministry, in the music ministry. So for us, it was really where our faith came alive, and we got to experience that both sacramentally and just through more modern contemporary ways as well. So I started attending this when I was about 13. So I kind of grew up in this youth ministry, in the youth ministry. And yeah, now last year when they decided that, with Bruce and the team decided to move to Sydney, I just felt a real call from God to say, this is what you need to do. And it's not something that I really wanted to do, but you know, when God speaks, he really speaks, and I just knew that I had to come. So
obviously it's not a small decision to leave everything back at home in Perth and move to a new city. You've been to Sydney before?
I came for World Youth Day in 2008,
yeah.
And then I've been one other time. So I'm not very familiar with Sydney, but we're getting there now that we've been here for a little bit, yeah.
What was the sort of response that you got from family and friends back in Perth?
I think everyone was a bit shocked, probably, but generally people were very encouraging and very loving and really wanted what was best for me. So to the people that I said, this is what God's calling me to do, those people will say, well, then you have to do it, you know, like you just have to go for it. So yeah, and for me it was a bit easy. My parents are here as well, but the rest of my family are all still back in Perth, so it's good to have them around too. But yeah, generally it's good
for both of you as young people. Like I can imagine you make a decision to step out in this particular mission, this particular service, there would be people in your lives who don't understand it. Some people might feel like, I don't know, you're making the wrong decision or you should be doing something else. Is that something that either of you have experienced?
I understand that with a few people. Fortunately, though, the people who are closest to me and I know the best, my family, my really close friends, completely understand the importance of, you know, feeling called by God to something, and they kind of get that. So it hasn't been too hard for those people. I studied film and television, and I studied in Perth. And there's not a big scene there for film and television. So my parents said as soon as I started studying that I'm probably going to have to move to Sydney or Melbourne to get a job anyway. So they've been seeing it coming for years. They weren't too surprised. But on the whole, I think, yeah, everyone's been quite supportive of it.
So just to get a bit of an understanding, I mean, you've mentioned a little bit, but for those who have no knowledge of Impact Ministries or the Catholic Eye, what is it? What is the community about?
Yeah, well, the Catholic Eye is basically a ministry or team of people who are existing completely to reach people who are disconnected from the church. That's our one thing. That's our one ideal and our one target and our goal is to reach people who are disconnected from the church, and we want to bring them into an ever-deepening relationship with Jesus through the building of church communities and events that people love to attend. So we feel that those three things are what we're called to do, which is quite different to a lot of other groups around. So we do have a different target of people we're going for. We know from a lot of priests that we've spoken to and the missions we've done traveling around Australia in lots of different parishes, a lot of priests have told us that there's a few different types of people who are disconnected. There's obviously people who never go to church ever or never have set foot anywhere. And they're obviously disconnected because they've never been there. They've never known anyone from church really. But increasingly priests have told us that there's also people who are around people who go to church, or they actually go to church themselves and they still feel a bit disconnected. Because today is so different to how it was even 10, 20 years ago. And in today's kind of modern world, a lot of people, yeah, kind of don't feel that it's entirely relevant for them. And so it's tackling that whole question of how do we make things relevant to them? How do we reach those people? How do we bring, as Pope Francis says, the new evangelization and in new ways bring kind of the gospel to people? So that's a big part of what we're about.
And from what you've seen, what has been the people's response, the people that come along to these events? Have you got any particular stories that for you say, yeah, this is what this is about?
The parish mission events we've done have been incredible in terms of how people have responded to them. I didn't know what to expect when I first started doing them a couple of years ago. I was used to a lot of youth events and doing youth camps and stuff like that. And when I got asked to help do this parish mission, which is it's aimed for a more older audience than just a youth crowd. And and it's in a church. So we go to a parish and we bring lights, and we bring sound, we show videos, we do a real modern kind of presentation of what we do. I wasn't sure at first how people would take it. I was a bit kind of curious and not sure myself, so I wasn't sure about anyone who was wondering, okay, who are these people coming to our parish? What are they going to do? But as soon as we go to parish missions, the response is fantastic. People love it. You spend a lot of time with people who come up to you and just thank you so much for what you do. A lot of people are really emotional after it because of the experience that they have. And so, yeah, parish missions themselves have just been fantastic. And when I first came, I didn't quite get them. But now every time I go to work on a mission and go, I love doing it because I think of what is said in each of the talks and I think of all the people there. And I just think, yeah, I think everyone needs to hear this, the things that are said. And I kind of get really emotional when other people get so emotional about it.
So as we've already said, this mission has brought the Catholic Eye to Sydney, this mission of wanting to connect with people who are disengaged from the parishes, who are lost from the church, basically bring them in and reconnect them. I know it's still early days, but can you tell us a bit about what's in the works for the work down here that you're doing?
Yeah, so as we said, the Catholic Eye team and ministry exists to reach those who are disconnected from the church, and we feel that over here in Sydney, we've got an amazing opportunity to build communities that don't replace parish. They're not a parish in themselves, and they don't belong to a certain parish, but it's a model where people who aren't going to parishes and people who aren't disconnected and find it too hard a jump to go to a Catholic parish because they're not sure how to go to Mass, what to say, all that kind of stuff. We feel that we can do a contemporary service that people can come to, and in doing that, as we said, as a second part of our value, bring them to an ever-deepening relationship with Jesus and build community with them to slowly, for some people, walk them back into parishes and into sacramental life. And we know that it's not an overnight thing for people. It's a journey you have to walk through. So over here in Sydney, where our plan is to build a center or a community of people that can come, that can experience Jesus in a way that may not be so complicated and hard for them to understand. And in doing that, hopefully bring them into the full kind of Catholic life of the church, which is a lot deeper and a lot more rich than you can ever show someone in, you know, in one day or in one kind of church service.
Yeah. It's interesting because I speak to a lot of people about their testimonies and whatnot, and you talk to people who may have been brought up in the Catholic Church but for one reason or another were put off it, but then really rediscover their faith in Protestant churches and discover a love for Scripture, and then eventually God does lead them back to the Catholic Church. But I know that there are a lot of issues today that people struggle with in our modern world that make people put up these walls when it comes to going back to the parish or going back to the Catholic Church, and they're just not ready for that. And so I suppose, you know, Christ works with us at our own pace. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, definitely an interesting ministry, and looking forward to seeing what you guys are doing with that.
Parishes are the bedrock and the community of the Catholic Church, and it all kind of rests on parish and how that community works in each parish. Unfortunately, today some people are put off by that kind of model. A lot of people might be put off by a number of factors, whether it's Mass or whether it's whatever it is they don't understand. And we hope to build a kind of a stepping stone for people to be able to get into parish. I know in my experience of being around with a lot of young people in the Catholic Church and just young people who aren't Catholic but are interested in faith, I find it sometimes difficult to get someone to come to Mass and to be involved in Mass, just because it took me so many years to figure out what's happening. If I bring someone else that don't have any idea, I sometimes feel a bit awkward about asking them and bringing them. We hope to have a community that brings people together in a completely Catholic perspective, but a way that people can understand and bring them as a real stepping stone towards Mass and understanding what that is. We found that when we did a similar kind of community in Perth that we had impact over there, we found a number of people did that. We found that people would come to the community, would learn more about their faith, not be a Catholic at the beginning, but then would completely leave us and completely move on for what we're doing and just go to a Catholic parish and set up there and go there. So completely use us as a step towards it. Whereas other people, you do have to walk a bit longer and get them to understand.
So if there are people listening and they're thinking, hang on, I feel like maybe I'm called to serve in that way and that sort of thing, to minister to people on the outskirts, or if there are people listening who are thinking, oh yeah, I have family members who have an interest in faith, but they're afraid if they walk into the parish church, the roof will fall in on their heads. what are the ways that people can connect with you guys and what you're doing?
Yeah, well, there's a number of ways. It's obviously one of the biggest ways at the moment is to just come along and check it out and see what we're doing and discern whether or not you think you could be a part of it and help out. We're looking for a lot of people at the moment who want to be a part of the community and want to help to start up this first community that we will be building. The plan is to set up one and then, as that's successful, make more in different areas. So I know not everyone obviously is in Sydney, very close to the Campbelltown area. It's unlike Perth, it's a really large city. In Perth, you can hold a centre or a community in the middle of Perth and pretty much everyone can come. But it is quite different, we've found, in Sydney.
Yeah.
So we want anyone who wants to be involved to come and discern and to see what they could do. Because we're doing a contemporary approach, we will need people in all kinds of areas of leadership, whether that's music, children's ministry, young adults, events management, all kinds of stuff and so much more. So we could definitely use people who feel called to this and feel committed to this. We could definitely use anyone to come along and to help us out.
Could you tell me about this upcoming retreat I lead?
So I Lead 15 is a young adults leadership retreat that we're holding next year in January from the 4th to 7th. It's going to be in Varaville near Campbelltown, and we have managed to get it to $159 per person, which is really good considering it's 4 days, 3 nights of accommodation, food, all the activities and leadership training that we have planned. So if you're interested at all in leadership, whether that's in spiritual leadership of ministry or professional and work leadership, or just leadership in life of yourself and your relationships and everything that comes with that, your own money and finances, any kind of area that you think you would like to learn how to lead and develop yourself, then we really recommend iLead. We think it will give you tools to lead others and lead yourself really, really effectively, and it'll be a whole lot of fun as well. So,
yeah, and we really want people from all different walks of life to come. So people who are involved in business, people who are involved in university or in ministry, this kind of leadership event is catered to a whole range of different people.
So if you are interested in iLead 15 for next year, registrations are open on the website. You can do that all online. And if you want any more information, you can check out ilead.thecatholicguy.com, or you can check us out on Facebook at iLead, or Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. We're kind of everywhere at the moment. But yeah, it would be so awesome to have you register, check it out. If you have any questions, you can always ask us. We're more than happy to accommodate anything or to answer any questions that you have.
Great. Thanks so much, guys, for coming in today to talk to us. So we'll keep the ministry in our prayers. And hopefully it'll be a thriving ministry in the heart of Sydney.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having us, Sarah.
That was Julian and Natalie, who have recently moved to Sydney with the Catholic Guy Ministries. To find out more about iLead Conference, visit ilead.thecatholicguy.com, or for more information about the Catholic Guy Ministry, visit thecatholicguy.com. For more interviews, talks and shows, visit cradio.org.au.
Radio.org.au.